From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. March Madness, the college men's basketball tournament, started this week, and that means office pools, brackets, and betting. Lots of betting. The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans will bet $10 billion on the tournament, much of it illegally. In fact, sports betting is illegal in most U.S. states, but a Supreme Court case could change that, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
It's hard to say exactly how much money is spent on illegal sports bets every year. The American Gaming Association puts it at $150 billion. What is clear? States want a piece of that pool, so they can tax it. Thomas Cook teaches at Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business.
This is so much untapped revenue that the states are losing.
More than a dozen states, including New York and West Virginia, have proposed laws to legalize sports gambling. But a 1992 federal law confining it, mostly to Nevada, stands in the way. A New Jersey casino gambling case before the Supreme Court could change that. Jeremy Duru is a professor at American University's Washington College of Law.
If New Jersey wins the case, then it would essentially open the door for these other states to become active in statewide sports betting.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule within the next few weeks. By then, you might know if your bracket is a winner. I'm Mariel Segarra from Marketplace.